Hey, Language Arts Lady here, aka Donna Reish, with episode number 33 of 10 Minute Grammar. Today is next level pronouns. So if you've been following recently, we have been doing a next level of all 10 parts of speech. And so here we are going to start with pronouns today. And we have already done noun markers. And the three little words tell you that a noun is about to be heard. Nouns, person, place, thing, or idea. Adjectives, describing nouns. Verbs, now we're ready to write sentences, the purpose of grammar, and then adverbs. So today we're going to go next level in pronouns. So if you want a primer, so to speak, of these parts of speech, then you can check out episodes 1 through 12, where I do the beginning introduction to each of these. All right, so we are going to incorporate those pronouns into our sentence, our model sentence. And that is the sneaky cat easily climbs. That takes care of all five of the previous parts of speech. Then we're going to add another sentence to that that says he uses his claws. All right, so were pronouns we added in this week where he uses his claws. And the first way that I come at teaching pronouns to my students is that I tell them pro means for. So you are pro something, you are for it, right? And so if a pronoun is for a noun, so that is, it takes the place of a noun. And that is the very, very, very beginning of my pronoun teaching. We use highlighters all the time to teach. So we will highlight pro, draw an arrow to the margin, says for. Highlight noun, draw an arrow to the margin, says person, place, thing, idea. And then we say pronouns are for nouns. All right, now there are so many classifications of pronouns. And even a lot of discrepancy, within those. And then some pronouns are called other parts of speech as well. So that is when it gets super, super, super tricky. So I'm going to go over the different classes, focusing on the ones that cause the most trouble in writing and showing possession and things like that. Because if you have a noun or a pronoun in any situation, they can own something. Right? Nouns and pronouns can own something. They can possess it. So I always tell my students that possessive means ownership, right? You own something, you possess it, and so you own it. And so pronouns can show that possession in any way. All right, so the first class is personal pronouns, and they're also called definite. All right, so I tell my students that these are the ones that are personal to me. I use them in place of my own name or the name of somebody near me or the name of something near me. And they're called definite because they definitely name something else, not like abstract, like any or this or that, right? So we call them, my papers are flying everywhere. So we call them, definite because they definitely refer to something. And of course, these are he, she, we, they, I, it, you, him, her, us, them, me. The biggest problem with using personal pronouns, definite pronouns, is using pronouns without the antecedent, right? The antecedent is that thing that you are referring back to. So when my kids were growing up, if they would use a bunch of pronouns and they would come to me and they'd say, well, he did this and he did that, and then it was his turn and then it was my turn, and da 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 da. And then I would just say, this drove them completely nuts. But I would sing to them, antecedent to the pronoun, please. Antecedent to the pronoun, please. And like, Mom, you know what I mean. It's Jonathan or it's Josiah or whatever. But that was my way of saying that they've used all pronouns and I have no idea, although I really did, I have no idea what nouns those pronouns were referring to. So the first problem that we can have with personal pronouns in writing is that we can have this idea of no noun preceding it, telling us what the personal pronoun is referring to. All right. And so that's the first problem. The next problem is overuse of pronouns. And to teach that, I have a whole paragraph with nothing but pronouns. And then I try to ask the students, who's he? Who's she? Who's they? Who's there? Who's him? Who's his? All right. And that is another great way to teach that you can't have all pronouns and you also have to have those antecedents. Another problem with this, of course, is whether you are using it subjectively or objectively. So with the case of personal pronouns, we use I and he and she and we and they at the beginning of our sentence as our sentence's subject, but we use the objective ones at the end of a prepositional phrase or as a direct object or at the end of a sentence. So we don't say him was coming. And the way I teach this is I tell my students, you can't say grandma and me are coming because you can't say me are coming. So we do the single pronoun trick. Single pronoun trick is the answer to solving all of the subjective and objective pronoun problems. So no matter how many nouns and pronouns you have at the beginning, take them all away and just leave the pronoun. So Sarah, Bobby, and me are going to town. Get rid of Sarah and Bobby. And you say me are going to town. Would you say me are going to town? And then my students say, we know. Only three-year-olds can say that and we're not that cute. That's one way that my students remember these things is the little antidotes that I put with them. So then on the other end, we can also say, give it to Josiah, Jacob, and I. Take out Josiah and Jacob. Give it to I. Would you say that? No, you're not three and you're not that cute. All right. So those are some problems that we have with personal pronouns. And when we use a single pronoun trick, that will solve it all the time. All right. The next one is possessive pronouns. And these are troublesome because they show possession. And personal pronouns, possessive pronouns, never use an apostrophe. But personal possessive nouns always do. So we say Donna's cup, apostrophe S. We say the teacher's light, apostrophe S. But we never say her, apostrophe S, cup, or his, apostrophe S, light, right? We never say apostrophes with possessive pronouns. And I used to always say to my students, nouns always use apostrophes to show possession, and pronouns never use apostrophes to show possession. And then it got really confusing using that terminology because that's not true about like indefinites, like some and someone and anyone's and things like that. So now I have to say possessive personal pronouns never use apostrophe. And the trick that I use for this is that I have my students say contracted words, uncontracted, every single time they see a contraction. So they would say, the dog lost it is collar. I don't want IT apostrophe S. The dog lost it is collar. I want the dog lost its collar with no apostrophe. So this is my other trick for this is to get in the habit of say it uncontracted, say it uncontracted, say it uncontracted. Does it say what you want to say? All right. And so those are personal possessive pronouns that you just say, this is ours, or this is mine, right? But then we have another personal possessive pronoun that is in some books is called possessive adjectives. And think of these as pronouns that come directly before a noun. So rather than say, let me think of how to say that. It is ours house. We say it is our house, right? And that is where it gets the term possessive adjectives. Now, these can be tricky because if you remember my adjective lesson, I talked about teaching students to use descriptive adjectives and to not focus on these clarifying adjectives. So while I don't want them adding them for description and to make your paper better, they do need to be correct for clarifying. So a possessive adjective is a pronoun that comes right before a noun. So you don't say ours and hers and theirs. You say it is our house, it is their house, it is his house, it is her house. So that is why those are called adjectives, because they come directly before the noun, or they could have some other adjectives in between there, but they come directly before it and tell who it belongs to. Whereas personal possessive pronouns stand by themselves. That is its. that is hers, that is his. All right, super confusing, right? And I'm not going to go into this much detail about every one of these classes because some of them are called something else as well. But I do want to give you my top tips for the most confusing ones. So the next one is reflective. And I always think about reflective pronouns as being a pronoun that you look in the mirror and it reflects back to you. So you have to have yourself there first before you can reflect back. All right. So you can't use reflective pronouns. They're the ones with self and selves. You can't use reflective pronouns unless you've already been named to reflect back to yourself. All right. So you can't say, give this, after you're finished with that, give it to myself. You can't say that because you're reflecting back to yourself, but you've never mentioned yourself. So I would like for you to give that back to me, or give that back to me sounds better. Whereas if you say something like, I'm going to be there myself, I is first. So I'm here. And then I can reflect back to myself. But you don't use myself, ourselves, yourself, yourselves, himself, herself, itself, and themselves, unless you've already named the people. So, you know, Joe, Susie, and Sarah said it themselves, right? It's okay in that case, because you have Joe, Susie, and Sarah to reflect back. So then we have the indefinites. And these are some of the super confusing pronouns, because they are classified in other ways. Some programs call them adjective pronouns. Some call them indefinite adjectives. Some call them indefinite adjective pronouns. Some call them nouns, like give it to anyone. Well, that's just a noun. It's a person, right? So they are super, super confusing. And the other reason that they're so confusing is because the law, the rule about not showing possession to a personal pronoun with an apostrophe is out the window when it comes to indefinites. And that is why I had to change my way of saying nouns always have apostrophes to show possession and pronouns never have apostrophes. I had to change it to nouns always do and personal possessives never. Personal possessive pronouns never do because of this indefinite pronoun list. Anyone, anybody, each, both. This is all in the handout or after the description at YouTube and iTunes and so forth, the whole handout, and also at Language Arts Lady blog. Most, much, none, no one, nobody, some, someone, somebody, something, either, other, much, several, many, all, every, everyone, everybody. Okay, so to show possession to these, we do use apostrophe. It's anybody's guess what time she'll get here. Anybody, apostrophe S. Nobody that, everybody's dog was there. Everybody, apostrophe S. All right. So there'll be no reason to put, you have to have an apostrophe with these indefinites, right? And you don't say any, it's anybody's guess. You don't say it is anybody is guess, right? So the whole say it uncontracted wouldn't work in this case because it is a pronoun that is indefinite. Could be referred to anything. Indefinite pronouns refer to anything. All right, then there are three more classifications, demonstrative, relative, and interrogative. And these categories overlap a lot. This, that, these, those are demonstrative. They are demonstrating which one it belongs to. It is this one. It is that one. Relative, that which, who, whom, whose, where, when, which is also in my program, those are also called subordinators, and because they're the beginning of subordinate clauses. So it's important to be able to find subordinate clauses so you can match your subjects with your verbs. So if you just call them relative pronouns and you just say, oh, that's just a relative pronoun, ignore it, you may be finding the wrong subject and the wrong verb. So that's why I don't teach it that way. Interrogative are the other sets. Those are the five W's, right? Who, what, when, where, why, and sometimes how, right? And so these are called other parts of speech as well. And I will get into those much more when I get into subordinators. So I hope that some of these pronoun tricks help you. And you can find these tricks at Language Arts Lady blog, and also in my Parts of Speech pack. So thank you for joining me for episode number 33. Next week, I believe we move into prepositions, and I can never get through prepositions in one episode, but we will work on it. So thank you for joining. See you next time.